Okay, we come towards the end of Hilchos Shatnez. Simon Shin Bey's Din Beged Sha'ovid by Klayim, which is Sif Aleph, more importantly, Sif Bey is the question of Nemonis, which I think is probably more Lamaisa, but let's see. Let's learn first Sif Aleph, Shin Bey's Din Beged Sha'ovid by Klayim. This means somebody has a beged, and he knows that there's some linen in it, but he is unable to spot where the linen is. Sort of like a kashra shiloh, we have somebody that's not kosher that got mixed in with things that are kosher. So Shulchan Aruch says the following, that beged semesh sha'avad by chutzal pishtan. If you have a woolen baguette in which you know that there's a linen thread that you can't find, or the reverse, baguette pishtan sha'avad by chutzal tzemer. So there's a way to tell. Tzayvay, you dye it. She'ena tzemer va'pishtan oilim b'tzeva echad. The dye is taken by the fiber differently when it's a thread of wool and when it's a thread of linen. Umiyad hu nikker loy v'shaimtai, and right away it's nikker and you can pull it out. So this is just an eitzah, a way to be able to tell.
You don't care about the ultimate color.
Yeah, presumably you dye in a color you like.
No, you take
and out and you can tell the difference. V'im loy nikker. So this is the chiddush, that if you can't tell the difference between the threads, harei zeh mutter. Wow. You could assume that this test is an absolute test. Shema nishmat v'halachloi, shari badik v'lai matzai. Look at that, you abide it, you didn't find it. So maybe you could assume that it got pulled out. And look at the shach aleph, who I did. In nitak bimenu chut echad. If somebody pulled out one arbitrary thread, toilin lahakul b'klaim d'rabad and k'disa b'tur b'paiskin. This we had in Kuf Yud. In Kuf Yud we learned that there's a taruvis yavesh biyavesh, an isid rabbanon with heter, and one of them was nafal liyam, that would tell her that the one that fell, liyam, was the heter. So somehow when you have a couple of pieces of meat, it's a little easier to understand than when you have a baguette with 1,000 threads in it. But the shach says that you could be mekel. The Ramah says this is all by Medvar Mekhai de Rabbanan, Klein de Reisa, Ein Hochel Lahakel Besveikon. We're not Taila, not on the test, and not on Nishmat by the Rabbanans, but by the Reises, there were Mekhai. The Mechabit says that the test indicates that that's enough.
Now, the Shach is telling you if you saw one come out, when the Shach qualifying
the
Ramah,
if someone come out, no, no, he says who I did. They're two different cases. They're both only the Ramah says the Mechaber is by the Rabbanans. The Shah says his Eitz is by the Rabbanans. It's all by the Rabbanans.
One step up on
Mechaber,
didn't see anything come out.
Yeah, but the Mechaber, he did a test, which sort of indicates. Each one has a Maila and not a Maila. Now the long Taz here, Taz Aleph, talks about whether you can pull a thread out l'chatchila, which would be a much bigger chiddush. Whether you can pull a thread out even l'chatchila and rely on that. So he says the Lashon HaTorah is mashma that way, the other Rishonim is not mashma that way. I don't think anybody would be mekel b'zman hazeh to just pull out an arbitrary thread and make it happen.
No, it's not a second string. If it just fell in, it has to be part of it.
Okay. Okay. We're talking where it's possible. If it's not possible, we're not talking. The question is, why don't we say bittel? Why don't we say it's bottle? Yavesh b'yavesh is bottle b'raif. So why don't we say that the chut shel tzemer is bottle b'taruvis in the mixture?
Could have been a long time.
So we did. When we started, In Reish Tzadik Tes, those of you who can turn back to Reish Tzadik Tes, the Shach and Taz dealt with it right in the beginning. What? Shot? You mean net? Well, it could be shot. Is when it's nicker. When it's nicker. But why don't you say one thread is bottle? So it's interesting. There, we made a chilek. Threads and threads are not bottle, like we say here. Then the question of fiber with fiber. When you're spinning the thread out of fiber, you could have chutim, you could have fibers of fiber. Now, I'll talk about fibers separately. First, about threads. So the first half of the shach, Reish Tzadik Aleph, is very understandable. He says, Lo yamrin shivat avarai, macha sheima kai benikar. Why don't you say that the thread of wool is bottle and everything else? It's like it's not there. I understand that if you have an iser with a heter, it's bottle. Aval, heter, wool, shenisar beheter, linen. Vaidei taruva sam nesar. And the iser is the taruvis. Leshai bebitl, dei kada lachaticha achashal iser. Good. Kolaymer in the parentheses, the Ashadas Akoka Chadicha Akashalisser, a Rosh of Hazim Beis Yosef. Now, Vaterezov Kosav, now he's quoting the Lavush. Voloidami Labasa Bechala, the Kadlisha bottle, I Bosa Bechala, the milk falls into meat, it's bottle. Dosam Tama Bosarea Chala Mispashit. They were talking Lach Balach. So if a drop of milk falls into a chicken soup or a stew, it spreads in the taruvis. This arbekulei ve'eka boka miyuchad leser. It doesn't exist in any one place. Avikilu nevim in oila. Once the time is bottled, it's like it disappeared. Aval hacha she'isa yeshloi mitzias b'mekayma. The linen thread and the woolen baguette exists. It wasn't the spa. It wasn't the spashit. I wish it would have stopped here. This is Geshmak HaShach. And I understand what he's saying. He's saying is that when milk, a drop of milk falls into meat or meat into milk, it's spread out and there's no tam. So there's no tam kicker if there's no tam. My shaker, a thread of linen and begging of wool, you can't recognize it. Wherever it is, it is. I kind of shine this. It's a very geshmak alavush. The shach is troubled by it. V'kashal edvarav. Dibken habalei taritz bekitzer. The lachi lei batal lacha. If that's the case, it should have said that it's not batal. Kibi she'isi yesh le'vitzis v'makaymai. And that's not what it said. If you look back up in the Rosh, which is the beginning of the shach, he doesn't say that explanation. The beginning of this shach, he said, lo'yam yesh yibitl b'rayim. Because it's Hedrishan is Arba Heter. Elavadai, Mishum, the Kaimla Ba'alma, that Philly Yesh Lissa, Mitzias B'Makaimai, Kaga Yavish B'Yavish Batal, Imkanjikosh Leduchta. Says, well, what is the Lavush talking about? The Lavush is comparing Lach B'Yavish, milk falling into a chicken soup, where it dissipates, to a Yavish B'Yavish, to something that you have, if you have a piece of meat that's treif with meat that's kosher, yavesh b'yavesh, it is bottled, even though it's the iser is b'makaymai. So how can you compare it to here? Elar tambora mavur b'divrei Rashi paiskim le'dami l'basa b'cholav she'esam eina iser al machra she'itein tam. Milk that falls into meat has to give taste to be aser. Hilkash a'botla atam botla iser. A shekin here has nothing to do with the sinas tam. So b'meila, it's not bottled. It pretty much comes down to the same dekuda legabe yas. Legabe us, the dekuda is that the iser still exists b'makaymai. It's not shayach bitul. When the iser exists, you just don't recognize it. That's the bottom line of both that terazav and the shach. The question is how to explain the mashenke basu b'chol. Now, fiber is bottled. In a thread, if you have fibers of wool, in a thread, the fibers are bottle. It's called nibin b'nibin. And the reason for that, the way the Chazanish explained, and we discussed it then, Archa Shulchan seems to mean the same thing. that when you make a thread out of fibers, the fiber, the thread, thank you, the resulting thread is kind of the name of its main contributor. In other words, it's not a different bittel. It's that the thread takes on characteristics. Different threads have different characteristics. And threads take on the characteristics of their rive. So nimin b'nimin, fiber and fiber is bottle. But not the...
They make heather clothing by taking, let's say, 80% polyester, 20% cotton, and 80% cotton, 20% polyester, and they dye differently. And therefore, you've made the fibers, but it's in the fibers.
There are times where the fiber is deliberately made with a teruvus. I don't know.
Since it retains its character, is it somewhat considered, could it possibly be considered a barium?
It's interesting. The Smag says that chutim are not batel because chutim chashivi v'loy batli. The Smag says on this question that the Shach is asking, why isn't it batel? He says chutim are chashiv and they're not batel. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't know what he's talking about. Threads? A thread is chashiv and it's not batel? He says, I don't know what it means, chutim chashivi v'loy batli. Obviously, according to the smag, the chutim achashiv, so understand that nimin or fibers, which are not chashiv, it's a different story. It would be batel.
But
I'll come upon him.
What? An apple of truma is batel in 100 other apples. If it's still there, it's mixed.
So therefore.
Bread, you're making bread.
No, apples are chashiv. A dover.
No, he's not a chashiv pun, but he said it's. Still in, it didn't like spread out, it's still in its right place. It's one thread, so the one apple is in the right place also, the wrong place.
Okay, so that, see, bittel yavesh b'yavesh, we have iser into heter, there's no question it's batel. When the iser is the heter beheter, that was the Rosh's Lashon, when the iser is the heter into the heter, so it's not shayach bittel because it's all iser. It's all, like you said, one chaticha of iser, the heter with the iser. Now, you don't recognize what's causing it, but you know that there's a thread of linen and threads of wool. And we already said, even one thread of linen at the edge of a beged makes the whole beged shatner.
If you contested it, wouldn't it be like a double shiachmatirin?
If you, it's true. If you contested it, it would be like a double shiachmatirin.
Why is double shiachmatirin? You still have to take it out. You still have to take it out.
No, the whole dosh is why rely on bittul if you have an eitzah? So that svara would still apply. Okay, I there's a tshuva. Shem Klug has a tshuva about something you can test, but you have to ruin the baguette in order to test it. So I guess dyeing it depends. If it's a white bride's dress, I guess it wouldn't be an eitzah. It depends on what the baguette is. So. So at any rate, this is Sif Aleph. I don't think it's as Negeya. Sif Beis is really our main discussion, and that is the Nemonis of a guy, or obviously a Frum Yid is believed to say that something is kosher, whether it's clothing or whether it's food. The question here is whether a guy has Nemonis. Try to go in order of the Shulchan Aruch, the dinim of Nemanis in general, and the Nemanis of testing. So let's try to stick with the Shulchan Aruch Seder, and then we'll get to, I know there are other variables that people would ask about, but let's see. Halakeh Kleit Semer Me'ovei Kechavim. You're buying a wool bag, you're buying a winter coat made out of wool, he knows it's wool. Tzarech lebat kan yafa yafa, shema hein tefurim bepishta. Especially the stitching. The stitching has to be tested to see if it is linen. In parentheses, v'akayda begadim elayvi kechavim, tzarech lahatit firasa nolotay from the canvas. The Torah says, every time you buy a beged, listen to this, take out all the stitching and restitch it with what we call canvas. I realized it's not canvas, it's canbus. Because the nun is a shvanach, it's canbus. Why does that matter? I realized we translate a canvas in English, it's really cannabis. the cannabis. You said this, the marijuana plant, this what do they call it, heft, the heft. So I just realized it's not. I associate with the English word canvas. Associate with the cannabis. It's this cannabis plant that this is made from. Yeah. Huh, Gavaldik. So canvas comes from cannabis. That means people that didn't know it's, that it's a dogesh in the bays pronounced it as a vase, and that's where it came from. From people, okay, Ashkaya. At any rate, what are we saying here? That you can't trust the guy. You have to redo it. Now, Vafilu imir oive kechave masiach lefitumai. Here we come to a shah sugya. When a guy says something, Masiach lefi tumai, shetafra mekanvas, einai neman. So we're going to have to learn the rules of when a guy is neman, Masiach lefi tumai. Obviously, that's a priority here. Uvamekaimai shapishtan biyaker mina canvas. In a place where it's more expensive to buy linen thread than to buy the canvas thread, yeshlis ma'ich lahatir. If we'll leave the Ramav momentarily, we're saying here, Masiach levitumah is not believed. If he has a financial incentive to do it right, so then you could be meikel. But even on that kula, Shach Gimel says, klaimer dafka b'di'eved yeshlis ma'ich lahatir al tamzeh bilvad. Now, why is it only b'di'eved? Because afal pishenekel litfar b'pishtam canvas. Pishtan is easier to sew with than canvas. V'yatzis chari v'seidai. There's a reason people pay more for it. Avel chatchila aser. Okay, so coming back again, we have a din masiach lefitumai and a din to rely on the price difference, which the shach says is only a b'di'eved. Taz disagrees, we'll talk about momentarily. Let's first talk about Masiach Lefitumah. I think that's really the main topic. That's a Shas topic, is when a guy is believed Masiach Lefitumah, and when a guy is not believed, it could come up in many situations, in Kashrus specifically, and other cases too.
Why does the Shach have to say b'di'eved? Isn't it always in these cases here, Mimino, or anything that...
No, one is you bought it already, and now you're stuck with the b'di'eved. So that's b'di'eved. The chatchila to go buy it, that you can't...
Well, I understand, but all these cases, whenever we're talking about Tam B'Ikra or Min B'Mino, anything like this, always a b'di'eved. We're not talking about a chatchila. You should use this thing.
But you might think that the Shulchan Aruch here is being matir... to go out and buy it in the first place. And the Shach says, no, he's not being matir to go out and buy it in the first place. He's only being matir to otherwise. Now, the Iker Shach, Masiach Lefitumai, at least the famous Shach, is the beginning of Siman Tzadik Ches. There is in the beginning of Hilchis Taruvai. So it talks there about Kashrus. And the Shulchan Aruch there says to, if you have a food and you don't know if treifus was mixed in or not, so go to a kfeila to taste it. What is a kfeila? A kfeila is a chef or an expert taster. Now obviously you can't have a Jew taste it because you're not sure if it's kosher or if it's not kosher. So you go to a non-Jew and you ask him the question, Masiach Lefitumai, whether he likes the taste, he doesn't like the taste, how he appraises the taste, and you ask him to taste it. So there, he's neman Masiach Lefitumai to tell you. Now, we don't do it today because we don't rely on taste. The Rama at least says we don't. Because the halachi is that let's say you have nevela meat that fell into a vegetable soup. So that's minbein amina, it's meat into soup. Now you're not sure if it was bottle or not. Or milk spritzed into a soup. So you're not sure if it's bottle. The din of bitul b'shishim is because less than a 60th If the amount that fell in is less than 1/60th, we assume there's no taste. And if it's more than 1/60th, we assume it is taste. Now, if you give it to an expert taster and he says there's no taste, so you could assume that it's less than 1/60th. Or even theoretically, if it's more, if the tam is bottle, it's mutter. So the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say to rely on a kfeila, an expert taster, and he has to be masiach lefi tumay, and the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to rely on him. Ramah says that we have a custom not to rely on him. It's questionable as to whether it's a shaila nemonis or a shaila in somehow expertise. Nafgamina is, if you could trust the Frumi Yid, let's say Truma, the time that you'd were eating Truma, Heter fell into Heter, and you want to know if it has taste, so that's a nafgamina. Well, let's say you're flay, within 6 hours of flayshiks, and you have a soup, you know if it's milchiks, you want to have Frumi Yid to taste it and see if it has a milchika taste. So if it's because of a lack of nemanis, so then Jew is believed. If it's because today we're not somehow experts in taste, why that would have changed, I'm not certain. Maybe because we have so many different flavorings today, but so we never heard of relying on it, but the Mechaber says you could rely. The Shach, you know, the question is because you don't rely on Gayim. The Shach is specific. There are two shachs, one in Basa B'cholov and one in Taruvis. In one place he says you can rely on a yid, in one place he says only B'makam Hefsid. So it seems to be a steer of Pamela. It's not a steer, he means Makam Hefsid. Okay. But anyway, the shach there says he doesn't understand the Shulchan Aruch. We don't rely on a guy Masiach Lefitumai Be'enis and Dairaisa. No such thing. We pass in Tabkik and Dairaisa. So the Shach, the log Shach, he says he doesn't understand why the Mechaber says you rely on a guy Masiach Lefitumai. And he struggles with it. He says maybe the Mechaber holds Tam Kikah de Rabbanan, which is Rashi Shita, which we certainly don't paskin like. Until at the end, the Shach says the following. He says, think about it. What are you relying on? The guy is tasting. If let's say nevela fell into a vegetable soup, or milk fell into a flay sugar soup, so if he says it's treif, so of course you can rely on him. You can treat it as treif anyway. Elamai, we're talking that he says it's kosher. He says I don't taste the milk. He knows if he says it doesn't taste for milk, that means the Jew's going to eat it. So that's a milsa david lugluye. The yid's going to taste. He'll say, what are you talking about? It does taste for milk. So the Shach says we rely on a guy, Masiach Lefitumai, with a tziruf of Milsa David al-Gluye. So that's a Milsa David al-Gluye. That you're saying, you might be right. You know, the Shach says we rely on Masiach Lefitumai with a tziruf of a Milsa David al-Gluye. And that's the Shach's psak. That's not the Shita's a Shach, that we rely on them together. Now, that's the problem. It's talking about Deraisa. That's why the Shach says, by Drabon, and I understand. But by Deraisa, I don't. Granted, the Shach Shita in Pei Zayin, is that we treat chicken and milk the same as meat and milk. As it is. So it's clearly about a derais, the veil. So
if it's only drabbanan, why can't the Jew just say it out? It's no good.
Because we don't eat it's a drabbanan. We don't taste it. Tima is also awesome. Now we have a rule of the Shach that you're allowed to rely on a guy Masiach Lefitumai by an issa drabbanan, and the here in Shulchan Aruch, when it says you don't rely on a guy Masiach Lefitumai, presumably it's considered to be not a Milsa David Lugluye. The guy doesn't assume that you can go to a lab and test if there's if the stitches are made out of linen or not. He assumes that you're going to rely on him, so there's no additional factor of Masiach Lefitumai. Now here, at least we explained the Shulchan Aruch, what it says about Masiach Lefi Tumay. But there's one more sort of wild card in this equation, and that is a third sugya. We have a sugya of Masiach Lefi Tumay, a sugya of Milsa David El Gluye, which is a Masech Rosh Hashanah, and then there's the sugya of Uman Leimara Umnasai, which is an important sugya all over Shulchan Aruch. And here what I'd like to do is sort of try to take a cross section. What is Uman Leimara Umnasai? It means a professional is not going to risk his reputation by lying. He's not going to say he's a professional taster. He's not going to say it doesn't taste like milk, and people will go around and say, hey, you taste this, you taste it, doesn't it taste like milk? And he doesn't know what he's talking about. He loses reputation as a professional, as somebody who can do things professionally. So it's a type of chazaka. Chazaka, uman le'maru nasai, that an uman doesn't want to risk his reputation. Now, the question, which Rabbi Kivega deals with in Sadiches, is what we're relying on. It's over there, but we give a guide to taste. The Shach said two factors, that it's Masiach Lefi Tumay and it's Musa David El Gluye. Now, it's possible there's a third factor. You need Leimara Umnasai also. He has to be a professional who's Leimara Umnasai. So they have three rayas together. A professional doesn't want to ruin his reputation. And Masiach Lefi Tumay, which means he's just schmoozing, he doesn't know you're relying on him. And the Milsa David El Gluye, sort of three together. So here we have three things that come together, which, l'chaira, it's clear, at the very least, when you have all three together, you can rely on the three factors together. In Nigris Maisha, in Tshuva, in Chelak Av Tshuva Nun Hei, the name of the Tshuva is relying on companies who write letters attesting to kashrus, he says that the three together you could rely on. If it's Leimara Umnasai, he says Leimara Umnasai, at least in his case, he says where there'll be fines from the government, and it's Leimara Umnasai, and Masiach Lefi Tumay, because the case there was they wanted to find out if a vegetable oil had was derived from meat or vegetable. So they wrote a letter that the person is allergic to meat products, and if it's meat oil, he'll get sick. So they wrote a letter certifying that it's all vegetable-based oil. So Ramesha said, you have three together. You have Leimarum Nasai, they want to ruin their reputation. Masiach Lefi Tumay, now, here it's not Masiach Lefi Tumay. They know you're relying on them, but they don't know you're relying on them for kashrus. It has to do with health issues, which, okay, we can say Masiach Lefi Tumay. You can say Masiach Lefi Tumay. Now, here you have to chap. It's not really Avida L'Gluye. Because when you eat it, you're not going to know if it's meat or vegetable. But since, in the eyes of the company, it's Avida L'Gluye, is they're saying, if my kid's going to eat this, he's going to get sick. So in their eyes, Avida L'Gluye is not because you can figure it out, it's because the company is afraid that it'll be found out. So you have the three together. Ramesha relies on a letter from a company for kashrus issues. Now, he writes elsewhere not to give Heksherim based on this. Heksher has to be hands-on. But at least in the case of a tzairuch, a person has a medication, he wants to know if it's kosher, you can get medication with echsherim. So you rely on such a letter.
They maintain that Mesiah Pekutumah, you have to write the letter in such a way that's like this allergy.
Yeah, you have to write it in such a way. Today you could probably just write that we're vegans. You know, the vegans are nuts, so they'll go to court if you do it. So it's very good for us, this vegan business. It works out very, very nicely.
How does this differ from the issue of the whole stump, where he said we have the government supervision and we rely on that? Is this sort of the same kind of idea?
The difference is that Chol Stam is a Darabanan, and by Darabanan we're more Mekel. The whole Shach's Kasha began with it being a Daraisa. That's why there also it's because of Lemarum Nosei. Now, as I said, let's look around Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Kuf Yotes, the Ramah says, Kuf Yudalid Sifhei, the Ramah says the following words: Kol Dava Shekaini Minu Uman Doloimara Umnasai. He's Nevan. He says it as an absolute rule back in Kuf Yudalid. The Simin Kuf Yudalid, which is the Simin that has to do with Nemanis, the case there is Yain Rimainim. Someone's buying pomegranate juice. And pomegranate juice is kosher because pomegranates are kosher, at least in Chutz La'aretz. And pomegranate juice is always kosher. Shemaychel Nerefua, apparently they already knew about accidents in those days. So the pomegranate juice was being sold. So the chashash is if they mix in real wine. So the Ramah says, Kol dav shekai ben umid lo imara nafshei. Mixing in real wine, it says they used to mix in wine vinegar. So if he certifies that he didn't mix it in, so you could rely that loimaru umnasai, and he's absolutely believed. So here it's written as an absolute heter that you could rely on a tagar. Now the Shulchan Aruch is talking about yayin nesek, which is the rabbanim. But the Ramah says, "V'chein kol davar shekayim in uman, the loymar in afshe." He says you can buy anything from an uman, and you can rely on his ingredient panel, on his word, because of loymar umnasai. So this seems to be a stira to our sif, or at the beginning of Tzadik Ches, certainly, where it says you don't rely on loymar umnasai. And here it says Masiach Lefitum Mishtav Makamis Eidoy Naman. Here it says you not believe Masiach Lefitum. So it seems to be a stira. We have to come up with some rule for Masiach Lefitum. So there's a Tshuva de Chacham Tzvi on this. Soisim Elamites. He actually makes two chilukim. His first chiluk is it depends what loymaru umnasei means. Over there, when you're selling pomegranate juice, if you mix in wine or wine vinegar, you're ruining the sellability of your product. People are buying it for the pomegranate juice, which is a refuah. If you mix in things that are not a refuah, you're ruining your product. If you're ruining your product, so there we rely on a chazaka umalaymara umnasai. However, over here, if you stitched it with nylon instead of canvas, linen instead of canvas, it doesn't ruin the baguette. It doesn't ruin your umnis. It doesn't make you an inferior producer. The Jews are not going to be happy because they want this. So it's not to say maru nasai. Over there, where it would ruin the product, so you can rely on a chazaka umon le maru nasai. But where it's not going to ruin the product will be just as good. Just the Jew's not going to be happy about it. So there's no, we don't rely on Uma Leimaru Umnasai by itself. If it doesn't ruin it, then you don't rely. It says you don't rely on Uma Leimaru Umnasai. That's the take of the Chacham Tzvi. Now, he adds, what? It doesn't ruin it. A person who buys it doesn't notice it. It ruins the refuah effect for which people are purchasing. So, what? Okay. Now, he mentions at the end of the tshuva, second nekuda, which it seems the paiskim neman. And that is that if all customers are going to be unhappy with it, that's also Leimaru Umnasai. But since it's only Jews, and Yair Rimayim is sold across the board, it's okay, Nafgamina. by tcheles, by some it's only bought by Jews, so somebody makes a product just for Yidden. So according to this, the Leimarum Nasai would apply, even though it doesn't ruin the product, but does ruin the product. Since the product is made exclusively for Jews, so therefore there's a rule of Leimarum Nasai, the Magen Avraham, and Simichov, Takabait Tzitzis, talks about this topic. So this is a tough topic. When you say Uman Leimarum Nasai, and when you don't, again, Rav Moshe is Saimach on the number of issues together, Lemarum Nasai, together with Masech Lefi Tumai, and the fact that there's a Knas on those who don't do it, it's Avid Luguye. He's relying on these things together. There is a Tshuva Nachsam Sefer about honey. If you could buy honey from a guy, what's a Shaila with honey? The Shaila is, apparently, there were those who put flour into the honey. I don't know why. It's a Pesach Shaila. About buying honey, it comes with a label, 100%, no, nothing added,
right.
Honey. And it's a some safer whether you could rely on it.
Was it flour or was it corn sugar?
Kemach is what it says in the tshuva. The tshuva says that they added kemach into the honey. I have no idea why. He brings Rabbeinu Yaina's shita is that when things undergo a chemical change, that they change halachically. I mean, they call it the musk heter, which is that things that fall into honey, generally honey has a attribute that it dissolves, it breaks up whatever falls into it, and it becomes honey. And Rabbeinu Yaina says that the kemach that fell into the honey turns into honey, and the male there's no Pesach issue. We don't paskin. The Magen Avraham doesn't paskin like Rabbeinu Yaina. So Sefer turns Rabbeinu Yaina around. He says, "Mekulas Rabbeinu Yaina, the lekayim lo kavase yaitzalanu chumra." That the fact that the guy says, "I don't mix in kemach," the guy says he doesn't mix it in. So he says, "Doesn't matter if it goes in; it changes." I'm a male. But from that, he says, we see that be'etzem you're not nema. So Sefer's psak. His bottom line in his tshuva, and this is an Arachayim tshuva Kuf Lamed Hei, he says bottom line, in a case where you have an umah, you want to rely umah lemarum nasai, he says he doesn't put in kemach, so he says not to rely on it, except, he says to buy the honey, forget it. What about the kalim in which the honey were made? Wow. Are they chametz tikka kalim? He says you have to kasher it. Some of them were klicheres. He says klicheres in which this honey was cooked. So behefsin meruba, you could be makel to rely on three hagolas. When it's serif, the guy says there's no flour, and the Rabbeinu Yaina holds even if there is flour, it's nishtana. We don't pass it straight like Rabbeinu Yaina. Plus, the shita of the Baliter is you can kasha klicheres of three agalas, and it's ainu ben yaimei before Pesach. So he says, then perhaps some ruby could be makel. And he says, but if you could find a different place to buy whatever it is you're buying, you shouldn't even rely on all of this. So he's very machmir on the umen loymaru umnasai by some it's not avida lekluye, which is his case. He seems to be very machmir. And it becomes a very confusing issue. You have a Ramah that says, "V'chein b'chol davar shekayim min ha'uman, you rely on leimaru nasai." You have by us that you don't rely on leimaru nasai. You have the Chacham Tzvi's pshara in between. It becomes a rather confusing issue. What's the bottom line? Bottom line is, you have a Ramah that says, "B'chol makim, you rely on it." You have here that you don't rely on it. It becomes a confusing issue from these two Maramakaimas.
So, forget about Pesach. What about the rest of the year? If someone sells honey, says it's 100% pure, and can we...
Why do we rely on 100% pure honey today?
We don't.
We do.
We do.
Yeah. We do. There's what they call... In Hechsher, they have different... they have list A, list B, list C. They have things... List A are things that don't really need a Hechsher. Things like sugar... a honey. I believe honey is 100% honey is considered to be honey. I don't know, but they consider honey to be okay. I assume it's based on an observation of the way things are done. A lot of the things they say only if it's made in the United States, not if it's made in China. You know, in China, there's a very very not reliable on the things that they make there. And now there's a third loimaru umnasa. You ready? There's a third one, and that is in Hilchis Ribbis. Now, where does loimaru umnasa come into Hilchis Ribbis? A very obscure rule in Kuf Samachay. It talks about when the government changes its currency. Now you have to remember, currency once upon a time depended on the value of the metal which the currency was made of. So how do you, Shaila? You borrow, pick any coin, you borrow 5 rubles from someone, you have to pay him back 5 rubles. Now the government took all the old rubles out of circulation. You have new rubles. These new rubles may have more silver than the old. Are you allowed to pay him back with rubles that have more silver than the old? That's the shaila in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the following. Hamalves chaveire alamatpeya v'isifu al mishkala. They changed it and they made a larger coin. So first the Shulchan Aruch says it depends on purchasing power. Im huzlu ha-peiros machasat tesefes. If the purchasing power changed. So you have to take that into account when you do it. It didn't change. So that's an easy way of telling. Then it says, up to 20%, that it weighs up to 20% more, but more than a fifth, then it doesn't matter what happened with the purchasing power. It's definitely a change. If they added more than a fifth of the silver, so that's the halacha. Whatever the reason, we're not learning Hilchas Ribbis now. But if it added more than a fifth of the silver, now obviously, if the silver is watered down with some nickel or some iron, that's not called adding. You need an expert to tell you. Zakta Ramah. If they made matbea chadasha v'lo yadanu, we don't know if the metal is worth more or not. Samchinon aumnin oivdei kechavim, the bekiyim bekach, v'masiach lefi tuman. We rely on the umnin who's masiach lefi tumai. We rely on him. See, here you have, it has to be an uman, like marum nasai, plus masiach lefi tumai, and he's believed. So here, he is believed. By us, he's not believed. Seems again to be some sort of a stira between the two. So can we answer it with the Chacham Tzvi? That here, if he's wrong, it ruins the product. He's not selling a product. It's not exactly... But the other case, he's selling a product. He's being believed on the ingredients. Here he's an assessor. He's assessing things. He's not the one who made it. So Ramosha Nigris Moshe, that Shuvah Simenon Hay deals with it. He says Mamin is different. Because by Mamin, we're not Moitzi Mamin Apiraiv. We're not Moitzi Mamin to make someone pay more. You need to be Moitzi Mamin. So for Karen, here you're being more Mekel. Again, here it says, Im Gaza HaMelash Kamish, I'm sorry. The Shach and Zayin says you need both. Mesiach of Yitumai and Lishnayin. Tzrich and Lishnayin. How do you have both? How do you have Mesiach of Yitumai and Uma Leimaru Umnasai? It's really not Shaykh. Because if the Uma doesn't know you're relying on him, he's Mesiach of Yitumai. If he knows you're relying on him, then he's not Mesiach of Yitumai. So he says So, you know, in kashrus, you could say, I'm allergic to meat, so he's mesiach levituma and he's a uma. Here the Shas says, shaylin lishnayim, seshalay bifnei zeh. You have to go to one expert, mesiach levituma, and one expert, leimarum nasa. So you align the two together. So it becomes a very confusing sugya about relying on uman. Baruch Hashem, there's an igris Moshe. Like, at least, you know, I remember it's a confusing sugya. Where Moshe at least is a, you know, a pesach achron who's telling you you need sort of three things together. You need mesiach levitumai, you need leimara umnasai, and you need what I'm calling milsa David l'gluyei. What he means is that in the eyes of the seller, it's milsa David l'gluyei. Ramesh also has to be something that the government would fine a person for. So if you call and they tell you something that's not adequate, you need some sort of a confirmation that something is so, and then you're believed. However, for a drabanan, that mesiach levitumai is believed. That's for sure. But this is a drabanan. The shas kasha is a deraisa. But a drabanan, then any guy, even not an umar, is never mesiach levitumai. So despite the fact that in Shulchan Aruch we have these three different indications, it seems at least that we have a bottom line. Mesiach levitumai by drabanan, everyone holds you believed. And for deraisas, you need a combination of mesiach levitumai and lamaru umnasai and some type of avida legluye. Some sefer is true about the honey. There's no avida legluye, and therefore it's a more tricky thing. So al kapanim, this is the sugya of mesiach levitumai. Let's go on back to Shulchan Aruch. B'mekaymais. If there's a financial incentive, the end of the mechaber, you're allowed to be mekel. The shach holds that you can only be mekel b'di'evet. The taz.
But you see, the shach's qualification is because it's easier to sell linen than the mechaber. But if it's malenus, polyester, it's cheaper and sold quicker, so easier. And you didn't have that, the shach of the shach.
Yeah. Okay. So let me tell you, the shach says only b'di'evet. Like Mendy is saying, because here there's another reason, there's another factor. The Taz brings the following. The Taz brings that the Lashon that he quotes from the Beis Yosef is linen is more expensive and linen is stronger. And canvas is stronger. You have two reasons to use canvas. Linen is more expensive and canvas is stronger than linen. So he says he doesn't know why the Shulchan Aruch left out that canvas is stronger. He just says, if Pishta is more expensive, you could be Mekel. That's not what it says. It says you need two factors. You need Shnayim. You need that it's a financial incentive, and that it's better. In other words, if the more expensive thing gives you a better product, there's no undana, he didn't use it. The Beis Yosef said, linen is more expensive, and the product is inferior because canvas is better. So then, why would he use a more expensive thing for an inferior product? But in Taz Dalet, if you look, they say it's famerash mukin shapishtam biyaker v'toyv yaisalit from a canvas v'ishu chut chazak hatfira. It's a stronger sewing chut yesh lahatim. He says why? Why does he say both? He says one. And for the Taz, because the two factors cancel each other out. The fact that it's easier to sew with linen, which a shach brings, and that the resulting product is stronger with canvas, so those are two considerations that cancel each other out. And then the fact that it's b'yikar is enough to say that he's believed. The Taz holds even l'chatchila. Today, the threads that are used for the most part are polyester or cotton. Now, the rule of the use of threads is when you have a material you want it to have give, you use polyester. The type of material you want it, you have a pair of pants or something where there's sometimes the seam has a pull. A person's in a position where it pulls, you don't want it to snap, so you use polyester. When you have something where you want it not to have any give, where you're selling something, then you use cotton. That's the rule of threads. It seems that linen is not at all a desirable thread today. And that's why we have a practice of going to a local tailor and having him put on a hem or put on buttons without trusting him. Some people do ask, some people don't ask. But we trust that the threads are going to be polyester or cotton based on the fact that it's legamri not shviach to be chayshish for things that are linen. Because linen threads are b'chlal not made. More expensive here. I understand. Okay. If it's more expensive, place. If they don't make it. Whatever comes in the spool. Yeah, okay. So you can look at the spool and see what they use. So I don't know. I tried. I figured if you're going to Google it, so the linen companies will say linen is better, and then the con goes, oh, cotton is better. So I went to the Singer who makes the sewing machines. And I look, so they have all the types of threads. They don't even mention linen thread as an option. They talk about mostly synthetic threads. And they talk about cotton threads for when you want it not to have any give. But it seems that that's the reason that today was Saimach. And, okay, so Baruch Hashem, I think the Kodesh Baruch Hu created synthetics for Yemais HaMashiach. Synthetics, plastics also, right. Synthetics are not makabel tuma, according to Rav Paiskim today. And when Mashiach will come and the Dine Tuma will apply, it's a big problem. Two gloves, you need two cars. You need one car for your Yemei Tuma and one car for your Yemei. So you need four gloves, says this. When a woman's a Nida, she'll have her Tuma car. And you know, a man is a Bakari, he'll have his Tuma car. And they'll go, so everyone will know which car you're using, you know, they'll be able to see. So soon the car will be 100% plastic, and then Mashiach will be able to.
Put the car in the middle.
You could try. Dishes at the time when there were Noeg Tumah Taharah, a Jewish family has four sets of dishes: Milchus and Fleishiks, and Pesach dishes. You have four sets. Some people have power of two. Be a fish. When Mashiach comes, you need double that. You need Yemei Tumah and Yemei Taharah. You need at least eight sets of dishes. You should invest in plastic dishes. Because Mashiach will come, we'll have synthetics that are not makabel tumah. And we'll be able to have just the four sets of dishes. But the clothing also, if you have synthetic clothing, it'll be better.
We need extra.
Ramah, let's finish the Shabbos. Zakhtar Ramah, v'asa loyma loy v'kechav l'tfalay begadim b'chute canvas. You can't rely on telling a guy, sew for me with canvas. Alpha pisha pishan yaisa biyaker. The nekalit for pishan mi canvas. Ramah says, the question of the Ramah means to argue. The pashtus is that the Ramah is arguing with the mechaber. Mechaber said if it's more expensive you can be meikel. Ramah says you cannot be meikel. So if there are a chashulchan, it's not a machlaikis. The mechaber is when he's sewing it for himself, even to sell, but he's going to have it now. It's going to be his baguette. Ramah is talking, it's your baguette. So he makes it, he gives it to you, and there he won't want, he's going to do what's easier for him. He'll use the pishtan because he's not worried about selling it. Avalim noisim loichute canvas. If you give it to me, a dayim shari loichashina lachlufe. Mechish hashlam eid ala dover. There's a test. Chute pishtan, here, if you want to test your clothing, if it's linen or not, this is what you do. Chute pishtan kishamadlik kava maher. If you light your pishtan baguette, it's going to go out quickly. Vosha canvas, hailach v'sayreif. And the canvas is hailach v'sayreif. That's what the kain used to walk around, the levium there used to light every garden. The chaynaya gim afal pishyesh machmirin. In one of the Tshuva Svarim, he brings that the Goyim got a hold of this. They soaked the pishtan in oil for the Jews to test so that the pishtan burnt well. They realized Jews were using this test. Anyway, that means even if the Yid is otherwise presumably from Yid, he's Dinei Kavik Echavim. Yesh Machmirin Deleit for Beget Semer Bekanvis. Love on Shleich Hashnu, as Marasayin Shu Pishtan, Lachain Saivin a canvas, therefore they make that it should be nicker that it's canvas. Now, the din of a Yisrael Choshen, of a Yisrael Mumer, is it's a difficult thing. How do you know when you can rely on a Jew for kashrus or the like? Darach HaShulchan in Kufyu Tes says that how do you know if someone's considered a frumma yid for kashrus? So tell what he says. He says if he wears tefillin every day, davens three times a day, and is makbid to wash for bread. And why he sticks in, and he's makbid on kashrus. He's makbid to wash for bread. Now the makbid to wash for bread bothers me a little because I've had the experience of people from people, and they're just not makbid to wash for bread. I once had the experience with somebody, and he took bread, just ate it. I said, why don't you wash it? You sink right in this room. He explained to me, you know, some people are super frum and they wash all the time, and some people, you know, we wash on Shabbos. So it struck me, I think he davens three times a day, but somehow the washing is nekel be'enehem. I don't know, according to Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know if these are dafka barometers. These are mumla davarecha. It's not mumla for everything. But this is his barometer of when a person is neman. It's a very tricky thing. There are people who carry themselves around frum, and they have yetzahara for one thing or another. The rule is a mumla davarecha is not a mumer. Mumla davachamer is not, a lakal is not a mumla davachamer. But it's a scary thing to know when there's a nemanis. What it does say in Kufyates is if you catch a person bemazed, there's no second chances. If a person bemazed does treifis, there's no second chances. And it's a problem because hechsher organizations sometimes they give second chances, which they say, look, if we take off the hechsher, someone else will give the hechsher. We once had somebody apply for a hechsher tequila, and we had a report about something, and I was there. We asked the guy, he's a frum fellow. You know, under pressure, he did something he shouldn't have done. So he says to me, you never heard of tshuva? You never heard of tshuva? We did tshuva. We don't do that anymore. So, you know, he didn't seem to have deep regrets on the inyan. And, you know, he doesn't have a hechsher. But it says in halacha that amazed is not neman. It's interesting. It says, in Kufyates, someone is oive mishum atzlus. Because of laziness, he didn't deliberately, just as an art cell, and he wasn't careful. So it says there he has to be mekabel al atzmai divrei chaverus. He has to be mekabel on himself to be a chaver. So what's a chaver? The Taz there says, Sifkot Yudzayin, he has to accept some sort of chumrah on himself. Obviously, it has to be verifiable, you know, whatever the chumrah is. But he has to have some type of chumrah on himself to show that he's changing his ways. So the dinim of nemanis are a very tricky dinim. Certainly, once a person sells shatnez and he claims that it's not shatnez, you should have no nemanis moving further. Okay, we're up to the last simon. We'll finish next week. Believe me.